We're talking with Senator James Lankford. Senator, it looks like the indications are you will be going back to Washington full six-year term. Congratulations.
Thank you. Glad to be able to do it and honored again.
Tell me, as you talked to folks around on the campaign trail, what were you really hearing? What were the concerns of Oklahomans?
Yeah, biggest concerns that I've heard over and over again, terrorism, education, what's happening with national debt, the direction of the country, we seem to be drifting a lot of issues, and people are just legitimately concerned about all the family issues and the things that are happening. Things they used to know of America seem to all be slipping away. And so a lot of concern about that, and people don't want to know how to go back to it. They want to know how we're going to go forward from here.
If the Republicans are able to hold on to the Senate and we have a Democrat once again in the White House, how does that work out? Is it going to be more gridlock?
Yeah, it's a great unknown. President Obama wasn't interested in working with the Congress. He determined 6 years ago he's going to run against Congress, and even Democrats hardly ever got access into the White House. So he just determined he was going to do things with his pen and his phone, work on regulations, not work on legislation. That created the gridlock that we have right now. So if Hillary Clinton decides to do the same thing President Obama has, then that's a problem. Obviously, if we have Trump as president, that'll be very different.
Right. TPP, so agriculture is very interesting. Yeah. Any chance of all getting to vote, you think?
No, I don't think that's going to come up in November and December at all. There haven't even been serious hearings even on it. So it would have to go through committee for the hearings and then get to the floor. The first step of that hasn't even occurred yet.
WOTUS, your colleague, Mr. Inhofe, Senator Inhofe, has been working hard. He's called on the courts to vacate it quickly. Yeah. Any help on that, you think?
I've called on the same thing with the courts. In fact, he and I and several other senators just submitted what's called a friend of the court brief that gave an outline, detailed response why we feel like what the decision was from the earlier court to state is the right decision, and the fact that the administration has no legal grounds. Everyone who follows the waters of the U.S. knows the administration interpreted that old law in a new way that was never considered by Congress. That should never be allowed by the courts, and we hope the courts will continue on where they are right now.
In your mind, as you go back, what is top of mind for you?
We have to deal with Obamacare right away, and I know people get sick of that, but after 6 years of pressing it up and the president vetoing it or blocking it, we still have to deal with it. The rates have gone up dramatically again. And people are feeling the very real effect of it. We have to deal with tax policy. We're going to have to deal with some major parts of our economic policy. Those things have got to be addressed because they've been unaddressed by this president for a long time.
Thank you, sir.